Sometimes I'm doing the research, I say research in quotes, in
Yes.
preparation for these
Yes.
episodes, and I think that some of our subjects would be really well suited for a listicle.
What's that?
You know what a listicle is?
What is that?
Most of BuzzFeed, which, so basically, it's an article, but it's actually just a list. A listicle. And it's true.
So we should just stop recording these things and just make lists.
Yeah. Catch it on BuzzFeed.
We are now slaves to the machine.
Are we not
The
already?
BuzzFeed. Well, that specific machine. The
Okay,
BuzzFeed
that's
machine.
fair, yeah.
I sent you a thing that music festival in Long Beach, California.
You sure did.
That is the most 2000s thing ever.
Yeah.
It is. Here are the headliners. Phoenix, Yeah, MGMT, Beach House, Passion Pit, 10th anniversary of their first album. Grizzly Bear, The Rapture, Mike, Snow, Starfucker, The Faint, She Wants Revenge, Peter Bjorn and John, Tokyo Police Club, Breakbot, Neon Indian, Washed Out, Shiny Toy Guns, Tennis, Rack, Rah Rah Riot, Funeral Party, and Greer.
Yeah.
What year is this festival taking place in?
Apparently this year. But does this year really exist?
Does not.
Tune in for more at 11.
One final thing, because I sent this to you because I thought it'd be funny. Panic at the Disco fans will be now be kicked out of shows for trying to kiss slash lick Brandon Urie.
His fans really be like that, though.
They are insane.
They are, as someone who's been to his concert, can confirm. They're a little terrifying. Not a little, they're very terrifying. And a lot of them are young to the point where it is very illegal for him to engage in any sort of activity with them.
Yeah, his fans trying to touch him is, if he wanted to, he could charge them all with assault.
Oh, yeah, it's super creepy.
It's not cool.
Nah.
It's very bad. Yeah, Death Walk. He explains, I went in for a hug and a girl like kissed my neck and it was like, yikes, dude. The neck kiss is so intimate too, which is an extra fuck you to me. You know what I mean? He then made it clear, please stop kissing me on the death walk.
It's true.
The death walk.
Yeah. Well, that's why every time he like walks near the crowds, he has to have a ton of security around him because people get so handsy.
Well,
I just would not want to be him, you know?
I was trying to find a way to segue, but there isn't any.
Wow.
So let's just talk about the 2000s. Fuck, I didn't update my playlist.
Wow, you sure be slacking. What playlist?
I have like the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you made a playlist.
Yeah,
Great.
just like. So, let's talk about these one-hit wonders because they were a beautiful thing in our lives
Truly.
and still are in this new 2010s thing.
That we're almost. You say new 2010s?
Yeah.
You realize it's almost 2020,
I
right?
know, it's almost over.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Fuck, it's almost
I
over.
wouldn't say it's new at when it's been over 9 years.
Used.
Are
It's
used
used.
your tens? Well, maybe that's why people like will go and listen to
Find
decades music of tens now, and I'm like,
these past 9 years in like a thrift store near you.
I don't know if I'll ever find myself listening to a 2010s playlist, you know?
I think you will. I think you
I
will.
really don't
I
know.
think you will. We say that now, but I think you will.
About at least 50% of the music I listen to now is from not this decade.
That is true. That is very true.
So, if I don't even like it that much now, am I actually gonna like it later? Is it gonna be a nostalgia
That's
thing?
true. I also don't understand people who don't listen to anything, any music past a certain
Oh, that's
age,
true. Yeah.
like past a certain year.
We
And
know
I'm like,
some
but you're
hoes who don't
missing
listen to
out.
anything after like the 70s or 80s.
Yeah,
It's like
like
there's
you're missing
good music,
out. You're
yeah.
missing
Like
out.
there's definitely good music from this
Yeah.
decade, but like will I listen to a playlist? Like do I want to listen to the hits from this
Yeah,
decade? Because
exactly.
that's what you get when you have decade
Yeah.
playlists is you get the hits, even if
Yeah.
it's the hits within a genre. do I want to listen to the hits of this decade? Because there are a lot of them I'm not into. I don't want to listen to a decade playlist and have the Chainsmokers come on, you know? I just don't.
You don't want to hop in the backseat of that Rover.
I really don't.
You really don't want to hop in that Rover?
Oh, I'm going to hit you.
That's why we're not talking about this decade. We're talking about last decade.
You're correct. I got off topic. I have feelings.
Do you have a great one-hit wonder to kick this shit off?
Let me take a looky at my list.
My listicle.
You know it. Stacy's Mom, Fountain of Wayne.
Ooh, that was on my list. Oh, yeah. As well. Stacy's Mom is...
Because it's a bop.
Stacy's Mom had it going on for a while. This is the only song this band is known for.
The only song.
This is their only top 40 hit.
If you ever
US.
Tell someone, like, oh, you know that band, Fountain of Wayne? They're going to be like, what?
We definitely...
You know, Stacy's Mom. We definitely have
a friend that... If they did not know about this band and discovered them today, they would listen to the whole album and say, this band is pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Connor.
Oof.
Oof. Hope you're listening. I could just see. If anything, it was made for him. Like, this band looks like him.
I can't believe you really outed him like that.
I'm definitely outing him because there's no other way. Just imagine.
What if I bleep his name out?
I think there'd be a good one. I think if you bleep out Connor's name, I think it'll be pretty good.
I'll just have to find a fun sound effect to bleep it out with you, because you know I'm not just going to use a bleep.
Oh,
that's,
no.
That's the easy way out. No.
Now that we've added sound effects to our show, I think we're only just getting way better.
That's true.
We found a good mic.
I mean, it's less of a found one. Like, I've known about it for a while. It's just a matter of me getting the motivation to, you know, bring it here.
Mm. You're just being lazy.
Well... I have to carry it.
So, Stacy's Mom. I thought the model who played Stacy's Mom passed away, but I was thinking of someone else. But she's still alive.
That song's such a bop.
It is. It's a great song. Grammy nominated.
Oh, yeah. It came on, actually, when I think I was messaging you when I went out with some people.
Yes.
And the entire night, the bar was playing so many bops from the 2000s. Like, they were playing everything from, like,
you were texting
OG
me
Panic
as if,
at the Disco.
You were texting me, like, as if you were trapped in, like, a time machine.
They were playing some of the most wild stuff, and I was truly living, and they played Stacy's Mom. I think that was actually one of the first songs that we noticed when we came in, yeah. It was really here for the bops.
It was nominated for Best Pop Vocals or something, and it lost to Underneath It All by No Doubt, which is my one of my all-time fucking favorite songs.
No Doubt is great.
Without a doubt, it's No Doubt.
With No Doubt.
With no doubt, they're that fucking good.
It's great, yeah.
This band stopped existing in 2013. And I don't understand why it took them that long to stop.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I feel like after you reach pinnacle, like, this is the one song, you should just quit.
Yeah.
Because creatively,
take your money while you have it and collect royalties.
Creatively,
for the rest of your
life, you've peaked.
Know?
Creatively, you've peaked.
Because let's be real, Stacy's Mom, will it ever truly die?
No. She. That's why she's still alive.
Yeah.
There's no way. If my Spotify will refresh, I can find this playlist, because I promise you this is great.
Oh, wow. So I was going to say, if you want me to pull up some other smaller ones.
Oh, please do.
Meantime,
please do. Please do.
All right. Let's see. Absolutely Story of a Girl by 9 Days.
I wrote that down too.
Yeah.
I'm
sure there's some over
I have that. Seen that video a million times as
it's
a kid.
A strong girl.
I have seen that video a million times. It is iconic.
Oh, yeah.
I also hate that you can hear through the microphone my chewing and my moving so clearly.
Maybe don't chew and move, Jason. You're disgusting.
I'm a gross piece of shit. Yeah,
I'm
going
to take a sound bite of that and just save it for later.
Please don't do that.
Like, just like how our Sheryl Crow episode had cause throughout it, I'm just going to have Jason saying, I'm a gross piece of shit throughout the episode.
If you do that, if you fucking do that.
I'll hide it somewhere where you won't notice
it. Fucking break into your car. I fucking hate you. 9 Days. I've never heard anything else from this fucking band but this song.
And they have nothing else
significant. They have nothing else to provide to the world but this song. Yeah. This story of a girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I did like the music video, though. With them playing and her, like, over-flooding her tub. And it just flooding down into, like, the next room.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, it's ridiculous. Like, what are you doing? I was going to play a bit of the song and then an ad for Home Chef came out. There's, like, a million of these order-in food. You seen these?
There's, like, a million of these companies now.
Oh, yeah,
I miss most of that.
Oh, okay. I mean...
But you mean, like, the Blue Apron type
yeah.
stuff? Oh, yeah.
This is the last song Catherine will hear before she dies.
Great.
This will be it.
Great. Can't wait.
I think this should be the title of your memoir.
I feel like I have better memoir names.
Better memoir names?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because my Spotify is being garbage, I'm just going to play this shit off my phone.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have one of my favorite one-hit wonders... from a guy named Mike Jones. This is where you say who.
Who's that, Jason?
No, you just say who.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones. Do you remember this?
No, I don't know this. So that means nothing to me.
For those that do. This was his greatest hit, and that's not saying much because he had the worst verse on his own song.
Amazing.
The first verse by Slim Thug is a better verse than him. Paul Wall, who was just a feature, Mike Jones was the star of this song, supposedly, and the other two guys became way bigger rappers than he was. I didn't even write down what year the song came out. It's probably like 04 when you were like, what, 2?
Yes, Jason, I was born in 2002.
It went platinum, but then nobody gave a shit about him afterwards. Paul Wall blew the fuck up, like, off this song. This launched Slim Thug's kind of career, but he was larger than Mike Jones.
I don't know who Slim Thug is.
That's okay.
None of this means anything to me.
This song, the video itself, is a classic. This was like during that time when rap videos would just film in like the hood and just have cars and motorcycles rolling in and out. Be like, it was just a big block party. It was just like a whole weekend of just partying and like filming and having friends, neighbors, whoever the fuck was around just show up. And so there is a bit in this video. I'll show it to you later. There's a bit where Slim Thug's in the beginning where he's rapping and he's in a car. And so for 15 years or so, I did not know that that particular scene is cropped. And when you uncrop it, there's a chick giving him head in the fucking car and you just see her head going up and down.
Oh my God.
I never noticed that forever until like last year when I just like, oh, I remember this song and I saw the video again. I was just like, I don't remember that being in there. I was like, what the fuck? And so I've never noticed that for the longest time. This dude had a catchphrase where he would just say, Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones. And that was his whole thing. That's what made you say who.
Okay.
It's in his songs.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so that was like his whole thing.
Went right over my head. Maybe someone out there appreciated it.
Someone had to. Please, Jesus Christ, text me if you did. Specifically, Jesus Christ.
Text you?
Just like.
Are you going to give your number out?
I am getting to that, actually.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting to that. So, Mike Jones, this was pre-viral marketing. This was, I think, this is one of, like, the very early beginnings of viral marketing. So, he would have his shirt, Mike Jones Who, label, and he would have his phone number on his shirt. He would print that shit out.
I love it.
And so
I'm going to print out a t-shirt that has my resume people, on it and my number so people, I can get a job.
Including me, called that number. And it led to him having 50 grand in phone bills.
Love it.
So 2 years ago, he got into a dispute with Sprint because he wanted the number back. He wanted the phone number back. So today, we are going to call this number.
Oh boy.
It is 281-330-8004.
What's your plan?
We're just going to ask, is this Mike Jones? And if they say who, we'll just end the podcast right there.
Great.
You have reached the voicemail box of 281-330-8004.
All right.
That was fascinating. Thank you. You didn't want to leave a message?
All right, let's call back. What do you want to say?
I don't know. I don't have anything.
Well, the phone number...
I don't know who Mike Jones is.
Well, the phone number works, so... We should... They're going to call back all pissed off and, like, want to kill me afterwards. Let's use your phone.
No.
All right, fine. Let's not do it. I don't want to get murdered. Great. But that's Mike Jones.
Cool.
Here is another big hit that I hope to God you remember. But you were a baby when this shit came out.
Okay.
You know this.
I'm pretty sure I need to hear more. What's the chorus sound like? I do, but I don't know it super, super, super well.
This thing was...
But I do know it.
Everywhere. This is the only song.
Wait, so when did it come out if I was a baby?
2000.
Do you really think I was born in, like, 2002?
To be honest, I do not know when you were fucking born. Was it? Great. You were born in 96. Mm-hmm. 96. So you're 22.
Great.
Yeah, so you were still... You weren't anything. You were a little bean.
I was a little bean.
You were a little bean, and now you're just... You came from, like, a baby bean to a pinto bean now.
Great.
you are now pinto. BB Mac, Back Here. This song was a fucking bop for a solid year. This shit was on... I remember this exclusively playing on MTV a lot, but most importantly, ABC Family a lot.
Of course.
This was... I don't know what it was, but it was like... It was just... This is the only song they are known for, thus One Hit Wonder. Mm-hmm. But somehow... It's not like they suck. Like people would pay $20 to go see them live just to play this one fucking song, and it'd be worth it. It's like when you went to see Toto.
Just to hear Africa?
In
my defense, I know other songs by them. And I had a great
time. That's not a defense,
the
though.
Entire concert.
That's kind of pathetic. No.
It was a great, honestly, great concert. One of the best I've been to. I had a great time.
Wow.
They were actually really good. Some old dudes, they have far more stamina than I do.
This song was number one for 11 weeks on Adult Contemporary.
Our favorite genre,
Adult Contemporary. I want to know modern Adult Contemporary and what that shit sounds like now. I can only assume more acoustics. More Sheryl Crow.
I guess. Oh, you know what? One of my dad's favorite artists, Susan Greenbaum, she's probably Adult Contemporary.
That sounds adult as shit.
Her music sounds exactly what you think it would be.
If you put your legal name as like your artist name, you are Adult Contemporary. Unless you're Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I think he can qualify for Adult Contemporary.
Kendrick Lamar is Adult Contemporary.
These guys had, for, was it 2000, 2001, they had a sold out 26 city tour. Sold out completely. One fucking song.
Yeah.
These guys had pretty well success afterwards, but they would only play this fucking song. Mm-hmm. And they even made a song for Treasure Island, the Disney movie. They appeared on Lizzie McGuire and Even Stevens, and I remember this shit very vividly.
I love that.
After 2002, they disbanded. And then 16 years later, they reunited and are touring. And they have a new album coming this April.
Wow.
All I want from that album is 12 remix versions of this song.
Oh, yeah.
With random people hopping on it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one with Demi Lovato on it. And then there's one with Ariana. Just anyone who wants to get on this fucking song.
Yeah.
Hop on.
Well, okay. So, do you remember the band DHT?
No.
Exactly. Of all the one-hit wonders I looked at, they had the biggest difference between their most listened to song and all of their other music. So much so that I screenshotted it because it was just so... So the song that they're known for is Listen to Your Heart.
Oh, man.
Yes. So to give you an idea, their most listened to song on Spotify is Listen to Your Heart with just under 7 million views. 7 million listens, right?
Yeah. I'm looking at it
now. The next two songs following are also versions of Listen to Your Heart. The next song that is not Listen to Your Heart has 195,622 listens. Compared to almost 7 million.
You know, it's...
That is almost nothing.
I thought this said Edmé's, like, version, and I thought that said Edamame.
Oh my god.
The Edamame version.
I don't know what these versions are, but I'm willing to bet money that one of them is acoustic, because another thing I learned that through looking through a lot of these one-hit wonders is a lot of the ones who had one-hit wonders, their two most listened to songs is that popular song and then the acoustic version of it.
There's always an acoustic version.
There was one in which the acoustic version had more listens than the original, which was, in case you were wondering, Collide by Howie Day.
I want to fucking die.
The acoustic version has twice as many listens as the original. Jesus
Christ, Howie Day.
In case you were wondering.
Isn't Howie Day from American Idol?
Ooh, I...
Fuck.
Great, I do not remember. Because that, if he was, it was before I started watching it.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because he actually had a hit.
No, I'm wrong. I'm incorrect. It just... There was just so many...
Generic-looking white dudes with some facial hair.
It's just, like, too many American Idols, quote-unquote. I think after Kelly Clarkson, that show should have just fucking stopped.
And Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
I think Carrie Underwood.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Yeah. We're going to talk about a song that I feel like Catherine really liked at some point.
I mean...
I cannot.
I never, like, I can't, loved the song.
I can't
song.
Describe the I triggered once, look I just saw on your face.
I wouldn't say I ever loved the song. I would say that once upon a time, I liked it, but it was very short last.
When you had a bad day.
Yeah.
Bad Day by Mr. Daniel Powder.
And that's another one where none of his other music ever gets listened to, but Bad Day has
bad
an
day.
Insane
bad
amount
day.
Of listens.
Bad Day.
So many.
This fucking song won multiple awards. The song was huge in Japan. The Japanese
Japan's having love some rough this days. Shit. The Japanese have been having some really rough
this
days.
This song has not aged well.
Oh, not at all.
The lyrics sound like if you asked an 8th grade poetry class to come up with lyrics, this is what you got.
Everyone's been over this song at least since I was in high school.
Yeah.
At least.
This is the least
Before
Bad Day
then,
song
obviously,
you could listen to.
Yeah.
There's nothing... sad, bad about it.
Like, my favorite thing, though, is when people continue to use it today, because it's very much that song that no one likes anymore, but no one's really willing to admit that they used to.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so I think it's hilarious when people use it in media now,
yes.
because it's, like, kind of a joke, but a little bit deep down inside, it's not, you know?
This song is for people who drive alone and dress like librarians.
I should add it to my existential playlist.
Don't do that. Right after Enya.
Enya, Evanescence, and Daniel Powder.
My Immortal to Bad Day. What a range
it's
you
like
have.
It's like that sometimes, you know?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I hate this song. This
you
song
made that clear.
Was nominated for Best Music Video Award for something.
Yeah.
And guess who it lost to? Michael Bublé. You have got to suck if you're going to lose to Michael Bublé.
Hey now, Michael Bublé is an icon. Can't call him a one-hit wonder, that's for sure.
You're right. He's doing the bubble commercials now.
Yeah.
Great.
He's making that money, you know? Again, we've discussed, he's the Hallmark version.
He's
making that money. Is he good from a critic's standpoint? Absolutely not.
I'm going to play a song that I fucking love.
Michael Bublé?
It's not fucking Michael Bublé. Jesus Christ. It's not Bublé.
Lame.
This was a great song. This is for people who are 22 and above, because I'm 1,000% sure you may have heard this. It's a classic.
What's a chorus sound like?
Yeah, I'll just get to that.
Because you also have to remember, we listen to pretty different kinds of music. I don't think so, I know. I don't think I know it. Because I think that's the issue with this, is that we listen to different kinds of music
yeah.
in the 2000s, which, yeah. So some songs you're like, you don't know this because you're young. It's like, well, I know some songs that came out in the 80s, so, like, it's not an age issue. It's a, I just haven't been exposed
it's a, you're,
issue.
Yeah, it's a, you're not cultured issue.
Shut the fuck up, Jason.
No Letting Go by Wayne Wonder. This song was fucking beautiful. And yeah, that's how much it was. It's just so emotionally like, ugh.
I'm crying on the inside.
This song has been played on Spotify 32 million times.
Nice.
At least a million of those are mine, just from yesterday. This shit bopped all the time in middle school. They played this shit 8th grade dance, if I remember correctly, and people just lost their shit. Like this this was a big summer jam. It just feels summery.
I wish I had the playlist from my 8th grade dance.
What?
I wish I had the playlist from 8th grade dance. That would really bring me back.
So, during my 8th grade dance, at some point, the vice principal told the DJ to play Aerosmith. What's that one song? Dream On. He told me to play Dream On during, like, the slow dance portion.
Oh, that's
and it
so
was just
funny.
The weirdest.
I can't imagine. Dream On's a great song, but that's not...
That's not a slow dance.
8th graders
song.
Don't want to slow dance to that.
Yeah, no
you
one
know?
Wants to slow dance to that shit. This song feels like a good meal. Like, I'll always compare music to food, and this is what it feels like. Just like good food. It's just like, oh, it tastes so good. It feels good. It's just super summery.
I remember Low by Flo Rida definitely played at mine.
God.
He just face palmed in case anyone was wondering.
Flo Rida is.
Unfortunately, not a one-hit wonder.
I want to know the creative, the creative power it took to come up with that name.
Florida.
And do you think he just, like, sat there in a car and just was like, yo, what's going to be my rapper name? And he just fucking saw a sign of Florida.
Well, then you have
like,
Hannah Montana.
He put a dot, Flo Rida.
What, you don't like... You don't like state-themed musician names?
Tennessee Williams.
Hannah Montana. Flo Rida. I'm sure there are more that we could think of.
Are there...
Oh, no, that's a song. Might be. Got the Jersey Boys.
Oh, my God. Come on, keep going.
Oh, this is hard.
No, famous people.
Sure, there's a band with Texas. I'm sure there is.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Who didn't silence their phone? Just kidding. I know it was me.
There's Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find, like, a state. Like, you had to have been named after a state.
Oh,
whatever.
Have you ever seen the
Dakota
video...
Fanning. Boom.
Nice. Have you ever seen the photo or the video of the woman who's like, oh, I hate people's name. I hate names that are, like, after locations. And the other woman is like... Didn't you name your child India? She's like, yes. I thought you didn't like names with locations. That's not a location. this white lady was really that dumb. Oh, it's a great video. You should look at it.
White people just keep on winning these days.
Yeah, they really are like that.
So, No Letting Go was his hugest song ever. It didn't chart that high in a lot of places, but it was number 3 in the Netherlands, 2 in... Belgium, and number 7 in the U.S.
Great.
There's a theme here with Europeans loving one-hit wonders.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That, like, there's a certain, I don't know what it is, but they just love to dance. Yeah. A lot of these are super dancey, and they love to fucking dance.
Like, well, there's this one song by an artist that I recently discovered who has I think they first kind of started recording music in the 2000s, but never really released anything until, like, mm-hmm. a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. But they've done a bunch of songwriting for, like, the Backstreet Boys and for Rihanna.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They've been out there writing music, just not doing a lot of their own. But the song that really kind of made them blow up got really big in Greece. Like, yeah. I'm talking, it was number one yeah. for months.
Yeah.
And it's a great song, so, yeah. like, Greece knows what's up. But, like, It never got big here. Just yeah. in Greece and abroad in general, but especially Greece.
It's very interesting when you see artists find an audience not in America. They yeah. just blow up in, like, China or Japan.
Yeah.
I also have this idea that we should start, since summer will be here before we fucking know it, we should have a 2000 summer jams playlist.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just big summer jams.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All it will be was just My Immortal for like 30 tracks on.
Yeah, that's what I listen to in the summertime.
The only summer
yeah.
jams you need is Evanescence.
Evanescence is my summer jam. Bad Day by Daniel Powder is my spring jam, you know?
I think, I don't know if you've heard this song, but I'm fairly certain you've heard a remix version of this shit. You've definitely heard this somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah. You've definitely heard this in, like, the back of a mall somewhere.
I don't remember everything I listened to.
I've definitely... this was everywhere, and I remember at the time not liking this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in, like, 02, 03. And it was... It came during that sweet time of, like, Caribbean pop rhythms and pop songs coming up. Like, Rihanna was blowing up, Boy Wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. Turn Me On, Kevin Little. Mm-hmm. This is all around that time when, like, a lot of these sounds were coming up.
I feel like we don't talk about Rihanna much.
That's a whole fucking thing.
That's fair.
But
like, we don't bring her up like we do a lot of artists, yeah.
We're saving that up for some sweet...
I guess
so.
Because
it's just like...
Rihanna, your time will come on this podcast.
Your time will come. Your time will come. I just also remember this song always playing... After 2003, a lot, like, I'd hear it a lot in, like, 08, 09, even then. Like, I still heard, like, this song was continuously playing. This song, I'm also positive, at some point, I went to a club long ago. And I'm fairly certain this song was still fucking playing in clubs. I'm fairly certain. People still like this shit.
I mean, I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it. This song was number one, well, it was in the top 10, excuse me. Top 10 in multiple countries, like, peep this, Hungary, Australia, Austria, France, Germany, UK, US, Denmark, and Belgium. They love to dance out there in Europe, especially the Hungarians.
They do.
I think it's just rave culture. I think they just grab the song and remix the shit
Probably.
Out of it.
And at least from what I understand, nightlife in Europe especially is like
wild.
Yeah, it's way more wild than here.
Fuck yeah.
Like in the US, most bars close like 2 at the latest.
They don't close till the till
yeah
the
they don't
sun
close
till
up. Like 6-7 a.m.
oh, they go all
yeah.
night. So, I feel like, well,
like
yeah.
that their nightlife peaks at like 2 a.m.
yeah,
while ours closes then.
Yeah, you shouldn't be yawning at 3 a.m. be like, I'm tired. No, you're there all night, bro.
Bitch, I'm yawning at 9 p.m. so I guess I belong here.
Guess
damn.
I can't party in Europe.
I really can't. Unless I time it right so that jet lag.
Yeah.
I think that it's like 3
yeah,
p.m.
you
in
definitely
the afternoon,
party through.
Then I could
you
probably
party
do
through.
It. Yeah.
This is the lesbian theme of the 2000s.
I love a lesbian theme. Oh, yeah. Nice.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah. No, it's a bop.
Hailing all the way from Russia, all the things she said.
Oh, it's from Russia?
from Russia. They're, fascinating. They're Russian. This was the lesbian theme. Or is the lesbian theme.
Always the lesbian theme.
This fucking song and this music video stirred up so much shit all over everywhere. Because being gay in Russia is a fucking big no-no.
Yes, I mean, still to this day.
Still to this day.
Let alone back.
The music video caused considerable controversy in several nations because it depicted themes of underage lesbianism.
Sorry, you have to be at least 21 to ride get on this ride.
Other than that, don't even think about
it. That's so funny.
Several organizations protested against the video and wanted the video to be banned, while some music stations removed the scenes of the girls kissing. They just took out that bit.
Well, you know that one song, Smack My Bitch Up, Smack That Bitch Up, something like that. Where it's like, yeah, there's this whole thing, and then at the very end it's revealed that it's a woman doing the, like, having sex with women, and everyone's like, "Wah!"
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone loses their mind because
this is exactly that.
Love it.
This is the first Russian music video to receive a Vivo award for reaching 100 million views. AOL, which is the most 2000s
people
thing.
People love the drama.
AOL. Named it number 8 in their top 100 pop songs of the decade. I stand behind that. So Russia banned that clip of them kissing in the video, and it had to be recut because, you know, being gay in Russia is no. People called them fake lesbians, even though they never said they were gay. Because for so long they were like, oh, they're gay and they sing together. That was a thing. And then one of them got pregnant, and they were like, what? It just fucking blew people's minds. It was just like, no, like, they never say that they were gay. But they support the LGBTQ community.
Well, bisexuality also exists.
Bisexuality
as well.
Exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. They fucking never said anything about it. So. Yeah. I mean, there was even a campaign by two English TV hosts to have it banned from the country as a whole because they said it pandered to pedophiles for the use of school uniforms and young girls kissing. The music video was already not allowed on one of their shows in the UK.
They're just really trying to
That's
fuck it up.
That's fucking crazy. But this song was the bop. Critics hated it because they thought it was cheesy, tacky, just like, it's like a clickbait. That's all this fucking song was to them, was just purely clickbait. But I was like, yo, this fucking song, you're going to sing the lyrics any... In any context and what you're doing, be in a funeral, and you hear this song, you're going to want to sing it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever context.
Well, you know, while going through all these, you know what song I listened to that I... One, it was the only song I listened to all the way through, because I could not stand to go away to do something else.
Yes.
And I was bopping real hard to it.
Yes.
Just the Girl by the Click Five. I love that song. It's such a bop. I will fight you all day on this. It's so great.
Jesus Christ.
This is the epitome of my teeny bop.
Hold on.
Phase.
The Click Five. I have not heard that name in Lord
That's
knows
because
when.
They don't, I checked, they don't have any other popular music. It's just
That's
this
it.
Song.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the comments on YouTube, still a bop in 2018.
It is. It really is. Still in 2019. They have quite the long intro.
Yeah, this is long. Everyone in this band looks the fucking same.
Yeah. That was the style. Damn it.
I don't believe it. They all have the same barber.
But she knows what she's doing.
Is that Josh Hutcherson as the lead singer? Look!
God, I hope so.
That's Josh Hutcherson!
It looks like him.
Jesus Christ.
Google it.
What is happening?
Also, the color grading on this.
It is. If you...
This is so... Like, this is... You have to admit, this is very 2000s
If
Hit
you
Wonder.
Thought... Like, putting the saturation meter to 100 was enough, you are sorely mistaken.
Oh,
this
it's
is
so good.
These aren't even real colors.
I'm so in love.
I can't.
It's such a bop.
What the fuck?
I love it.
Jesus Christ.
I did find a song that I did no research for.
Great.
Because
so basically me.
You. So this was in old song. But I remember always hearing it. I'm like, who the fuck sings this shit? And now I know.
You're really struggling. Yeah.
Like, this was always in shows or just like a commercial.
Isn't it called Butterfly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this video so much. What the fuck is this guy?
Just swaying in the background is too much.
This guy is a guy who hangs around the tattoo parlor too often. Oh, yeah. There's a scene in here. He's got two stars. Those like bro stars. That was like everyone got. He has them on his shoulders. And there's a bit where he stands up, like, and they glow and they shoot up into the sky. It's the most fucking hilarious thing. Oh, here it is. Oh, fuck, you're gonna love this. It just shoot up into the fucking sky!
I love it. I love visual effects.
I was watching the video, and this band looks like Linkin Park without the angst.
Yeah.
That's what this shit sounds
less
like.
Less angsty Linkin Park.
If Linkin Park listened to Jim Morrison a lot more, that would be this fucking song. I have another song that will possibly either piss you off or make you laugh.
Oh boy. Yeah. As soon as I heard the clapping. I love this song.
Get out.
I don't care. This song makes me very happy.
Most
people love this song, so if you don't, you can get out.
Okay.
Most human beings.
There is a lot
on this earth
to dissect from this. I remember song.
Is there?
Yes. I remember this song blasting all over the Disney Channel. All the time.
It's a very happy song,
this,
Jason.
Did you know that
I don't
this...
know much.
Clip that soundbite and put it fucking everywhere, Catherine.
That's the tagline to the show, Jason.
Did you know that this guy is from Munich, Germany? Lou Bega is from Germany.
I did not know that.
This is a German song.
Amazing.
This is a German pop song.
Well, it's a bop.
I had no idea till today. This song was number one for 6 weeks in Australia and 20 fucking weeks in France. 20 weeks. That's an entire season. That is an entire time where you see leaves turn from green to brown.
Yeah, it's a bop, Jason. I don't know what to tell you.
It sold more than 1 million copies in France and Germany individually.
It's a bop.
There is a Bob the Builder version of this song.
Oh, I need to find that.
I don't want to.
I watched a lot of Bob the Builder back in the day.
I did love Bob the Builder.
Oh, yeah.
I
got some VHSs somewhere.
Oh, my God. I do not want to look up that song.
Ah, lame.
So, this song was sampled from the original Mambo No. 5 by a Cuban musician called Damaso Perez Prado. I'm assuming that is correct.
I mean, I have no way to tell.
But the original song, they only sampled a little bit of the rhythms and just made...
So it wasn't like a...
It wasn't a complete ripoff.
Yeah.
But they still lost a lawsuit to their family about the song.
Well, it's like the... there's this, like, beat. There's this, like, drum beat. The something break.
I know what you're talking about. There's a very famous... There's only, like, in the 2000s, there were a lot of rappers that use only 5 drum breaks.
It's like, but, like, it's used in not just, like, music, but, like, car commercials and, like, basically anything you hear.
Oh, yeah. There's only 6 drum break beats in the world that people have used millions of times.
But this one is, like, especially famous, and the person who came up with it never got, he doesn't get royalties or any credit or anything.
Yeah, nothing. This song, Mambo No. 5, was initially selected as the theme song of the 2000 Democratic National Convention. How fucking insane could that have been?
I just remembered the Amen Break. I think it's called the Amen Break. Or the Amen like Break? That. I think so.
I'll look that shit up.
I need to fact check, but I basically, it's called the Amen
this
Break.
This song was this close to being the theme song for the DNC in 2000 when Al Gore was running. But the plan was scrapped due to the possibility of people associating the song with the Monica Lewinsky scandal with the chorus, "A Little Bit of Monica in My Life."
A little bit of Monica in my life. Anyways.
What the fuck was it called?
The Amen Break. And I checked it is. It's the Amen Break is what I'm thinking of. That sounds...
Oh, yeah.
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 But yeah, people speed up. It's been sampled in like a million things, especially like a bunch of hip hop.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Here,
but it's one of the most famous like drum.
Here's probably one of the worst and most annoying songs of the 2000s.
I don't like to think. I saw this one on the playlist and decided to ignore it.
That is how bad this fucking song is. Bad enough to
you
win.
You know what? I need to add it to one of my playlists. The playlist songs that white people get turned to.
Ooh, this is...
Because it's one of those.
This is very much one of those.
It's quite the playlist. I think Mambo No. 5 is on it, for obvious reasons.
Oh, fuck yeah. This is definitely up there.
Yeah.
It's
a great playlist, by the way. You should listen to it. I show it to people, and they get, like, they really enjoy it.
I can only tell you that Who Let the Dogs Out is a Grammy-winning song for Best Dance Recording.
I believe that.
And it beat out Eiffel 65, Blue, Dabba Dee.
Ugh, God. That's even worse, though.
You hate Blue?
The one that's like... Bah, dee, bah, nah, nah. Yeah, no, yeah, I hate that.
I love that song.
Okay, well,
I was
whatever.
Obsessed with that music video when I was a kid.
Okay, well, good for you.
Well, you're
garbage. I liked Crazy Frog when I was a kid. Does that mean I'm valid? No.
Oh, you're definitely not. No, 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 no. I can see you having that ringtone when you got your first cell phone.
I think I was past that, because I didn't get my first cell phone for a while. Oof. I think Crazy Frog was earlier in my life.
So, Baha Man beat out Eiffel 65.
I do think I had it on my first iPod.
Enrique Iglesias. Jennifer Lopez and Moby. And that is a wild time in our lives. This blew up after the Rugrats movie came out, because this was, like, the one song that was, one of the few songs on that whole soundtrack that blew up. One of the guys from the Baha Men said that this song has nothing to do with dogs, but it's actually a feminist theme.
Oh, yeah, no, I heard about that, and I'm like, uh-huh.
I never heard
sure,
this.
Sure, bud.
He said in an interview that was published on his website, he said, it's a man-bashing song, and I'll tell you why. The lyric of the song says, the party was nice, the party was pumping. When I said the word party, I was being metaphorical. It really means things were going great. The yippee-yee-yo, that's everybody's happy, right? And everybody was having a ball. Life is going great until the men start the name calling. And then the girls respond to the call, so the men started calling the women skank and, another word, skettle? I don't know.
Okay,
I cannot, whatever. So the men started the name calling and the girls respond to the call and the women shout, who let the dogs out? And we start calling men dogs. It really was a man bashing song.
Great.
It's a feminist theme. I didn't hear this playing at the women's march.
Would you want to listen to that song like that?
Is there a women's march playlist?
Probably somewhere.
Let's
be real.
Girl bands. America hated this song, but Europe did not. It's the fourth best-selling song in the UK. The UK loved this song. I don't know what it is with the British, but they fucking love this song.
You know what song that I, as a youngin, both loved and hated at the same time? And
yes.
It still kind of stands today.
Yes.
That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings.
That's Not My Name.
Like, it's always been kind of annoying, but also catchy.
That band is dead.
Oh, yeah, no, they're so dead.
I think I knew someone who actually did like them. and we are no longer
friends. I think I've listened to one other song by them
in my lifetime. Excuse me. They still exist.
Oof.
They still exist.
They're dead in my world.
As of March... Hold on. As of March 2018, the Ting Tings have been more active on social media, even saying their new album, The Black Light, is released.
Jesus.
On... Oh, it came out in October. I'm mildly interested. Mildly.
Well, you know also what we haven't talked about yet?
Yes.
Fireflies by Owl City.
Ugh. God. No. I like that song.
Well, the thing is, okay, so I was talking to our friend who loves Owl City.
Oh.
You know who they are. Oh. They knew who they are because they...
If you're listening, fuck you.
But anyways, but they listen to Owl City. And I was talking to them a couple weeks ago, maybe. Fight me, Jason. I'll do what I want. And she was telling me, she's like, you know, like, Owl City isn't, like, good. But Fireflies was a bop, and you have to admit it.
No, yes.
She's like, it's a great song, and you can't deny that.
1,000%, it is a great song.
Yeah.
All in all, beautifully made, you know. I really enjoy that song.
Yeah.
Cannot stand Owl City. That is...
Well, you know, one of the... So I told you about the first playlist I was looking at called 2000s, like, One Hit Wonder or something like that. But that wasn't very good. And one of the things is they had Fireflies by Owl City. And then they had like four other songs by Owl City on there. And I'm like, why would you do that?
You don't need to know anymore.
Yeah.
But somehow he still sells out amphitheaters.
People seem to like his Twitter presence. At least they did a few years ago. I don't know if it's still a thing.
I just feel like this is... Like, this entire thing is music for people who don't leave their house and are just on their computers all the time and wonder why they're sad.
But it's like the kind of music you listen to when you're pretending you're not sad, but, like, you are.
Yeah. Feel that, too. Mm. I have one more song on my list.
Wow.
And it has lived in infamy. Jesus Christ. I'm sure you can hear each time that song dropped. That
my phone falls.
Yeah. That cell phone drop just.
It's a part of the sound effects. I'll just cover it up with sound effects. Then you can't take that.
Just a bunch of crowing.
No, it's just a bunch of Jason saying, "I'm a gross piece of shit."
I'm a gross piece of shit. This is it. Are you ready for this fucking song?
Will I ever be? Sounds like elevator music.
The Ketchup Song.
Ah, yes.
By Les Ketchup.
Yeah. Love a good ketchup.
The Spaniards are the fucking worst. This song...
Jason has opinions.
I have an opinion about this. There was just a lot to pull from this song because this was huge on Latin radio. This was huge everywhere that I heard this shit. And it was inescapable. And after a while, this song came out. My parents didn't like us listening to it because they said it was about the devil. People kept saying that shit. And the song tells the story of a pimp-like gypsy with mythical qualities. So it became controversial because of conspiracy theories saying it was about the devil, hell, all this shit. And it's true.
Great.
yeah, this song is definitely about the fucking devil. But I remember hearing it and thinking, this sounds familiar. But basically, the song, the chorus, is a play on Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang, which is one of the early hip-hop songs in the 80s.
Yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah, so.
Whether or not you like rap or hip-hop, you have to know Rapper's Delight, or else you're just not a real human person.
You've definitely heard this shit.
And if you don't know it, go listen to it now, and you'll probably be like, ah, yes, I know this.
So the song is about... this guy who enters a club and hears the song being played, and he tries, it's this guy Diego in Spain, tries to sing the song, but since he doesn't speak English, he's not saying it well. So he's saying it all like broken Englishy, trying to repeat the song. And so his broken English is what the chorus is. It's literally gibberish.
Amazing.
That's
me trying to speak any language. Like me singing along,
you know what that is?
To any of the music that's not in English.
You know what that is? As the Spaniards do with them doing that to, as a joke about someone's non-English verbal skills, that's offensive. They take the Mexicans' gold. They hate us brown folk all the way over here on the eastern on the western hemisphere. And now they make fun of a guy who can't sing rap, who can't sing, I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie.
I mean, honestly, can people who speak English say that? Because I can't.
So we're going to try something.
Oh boy.
So the dance move to the song is the hands must be held open facing down, continuously waving them over 2 times for 6 beats.
Am I in the 50s?
Watch this. The second involves tossing the thumb over the shoulder twice, right before spinning one's arm around each other while raising from the waistline to face level. The last move of the dance involves placing the back of one's hand on the forehead and the palm of the other in the back of the head while knocking one's knees together a couple times.
That's attempt this. So specific.
Let's try this right now.
You're going to have to repeat that.
No, I'm just not.
Because I don't recall a thing.
I'm not getting up because I know
my foot's asleep. All you listeners, just imagine that we just did that.
Yeah, can you just, like, do it and then send us a DM of you doing it?
Yeah, we don't want to do that. That's not our brand.
Bring this dance back.
Just post it on Instagram and tag us.
This song.
At whatever our Instagram handle is.
Someone said, this song, the Ketchup song, is way better than the Macarena. While acknowledging the song is not smart...
The Macarena is kind of the worst.
It's not clever. So. Yes, absolutely. It's not clever, and it's not going to get a single positive review outside the teeny bop press. The same guy described the band as looking three slightly odd-looking women from Spain who are the proud exponents of this year's Macarena. I mean, they're not fucking wrong. Yeah, so there's controversy because they basically copied that song by Sugar Hill Gang. And so... Yeah, there's a lot of, like, people really went into the lyrics. And so, they really think it's about the fucking devil in hell.
I love it.
And so, there's, like, things that, like, a lot of the lyrics reference hell, and some things reference to satanic rituals, which usually occur at midnight. And so, the band says that's all BS. It's whatever. They're not giving any clout to it. Can you name a country, and I will tell you if it was number one in that country. Name a country.
Germany.
Number one.
France.
Number one.
Italy.
Number one.
Portugal.
Number one.
Oh, the Netherlands.
Number one.
Sweden.
Number one.
Norway.
Number one.
What other country? Greece?
Number one.
Is a country.
Number one. Greece is a country, Catherine.
Czechoslovakia.
Alright, so Czechoslovakia does not exist.
It doesn't?
No. Because we're past the Cold War. We're past that.
Shit, you're right.
It's the Czech Republic.
The Soviet Union.
Soviet Union. Does not exist anymore.
I know, I'm joking. Russia.
Russia, number one.
Ukraine.
I don't think they have a fucking chart.
Okay, Turkey.
It's not here.
Hold Damn. On. What, did Turkey not exist either, Jason?
No, they just don't have a music chart, I think. Yeah. But I can only assume it was number one. So basically, they were number one in all of Europe, essentially. all in the EU countries. These guys were fucking number one.
I'm just glad I didn't have to list more because I was starting to run out.
I know. holy shit. Yeah, this... What a wild time the Ketchup song was. And that is my... These are my favorite one-hit wonders. I know we can do a part two.
There are so many, yeah.
There's just so much that I did not get to.
Honestly, do yourself a favor. Go find a playlist and just listen to it. Because I had such a fantastic time revisiting some bops. Oh, you know? And I know I'm about to go listen to more of them when we're done. Oh, yeah. So.
It was a grand old time. I was like, it was just my childhood all over again.
Please do it, because honestly, there were some really, like, the bands themselves may not have been really that good, but they came out with some bops. They came out some really good songs, some jams, some ding-a-lings. I don't know, I'm making up words. Have you lost the, do your legs not work anymore?
Oh, God, I'm dying.
You always do.
Oh, God.
Maybe someday we'll get a setup with a chair. Because I had them crossed
for, like, what, an hour?
Maybe we'll get a setup with a chair someday.
I can't wait till our podcast is orthopedic. Just like...
We need to make our setup more ergonomic.
I know. Like, we need to be on Tempur-Pedics. Just
Tempur-Pedics, sponsor us.
That would be great if we just got free beds.
Truly.
Yeah.
I could really use beds. A new mattress. Putting that out there for anyone with money.
They're not going to give it to you, dude.
Please donate to my GoFundMe to buy a new mattress.
So, do you have another song? Should we wrap this
show up? I have a few, but nothing, like, specific to say.
No. Okay.
So, I can save them for round two. Maybe do a little more research.
Yes. What is your album of the week, Bro Chacho?
Hold. I have one in mind. I need to look it up.
I have mine.
Okay, good for you, Jason.
It is Laundry Service by Shakira.
Laundry Service?
That's what it's called.
I'm not familiar.
It is an iconic album.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, on the subject of one-hit wonders, mine is Be Not Nobody by Vanessa Carlton. We never got to her, so I wanted to squeeze her in there.
That's definitely...
Because I don't feel like we necessarily need to have a whole conversation about her right now. But
oh, no.
She needed to be mentioned, you know?
I think that should be reserved for part two.
Yeah.
Because that is a true one-hit wonder.
And we've already gone quite over time for our usual episodes.
Yeah, surprisingly. But, you know, we had a lot to say.
Jason especially.
A lot of songs. Shut up. We had a lot of songs.
I'm not wrong.
So, next week, what can we talk about?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I kind of want to talk about American Idol.
Oh, I'm down for that.
American
Idol. That could be fun.
That is a very rich, thick history.
Oh, truly.
Of American Idol.
Can't wait to discuss the best cinematic quality show.
And movie.
Movie? Which is
from Justin to Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
From Justin to Kelly. Oh,
well, we'll have to rewatch it then.
Oh, God.
Because it's been a few years for
me.
Oh,
God.
Can't wait.
I'll watch it. I will definitely be watching it.
I want to watch it.
On that note.
Gucci.
We're done. God. Piece of shit.